And not knowing that he was an angel of God, they greeted him, and he said, "Where are you from, good young man?" And so he answered, "From the sons of Israel." And Tobias said to him, "Do you know the way that leads to the region of the Medes?" And he answered, "I know it, and I have frequently walked through it all its path, and I stayed with Gabael, our brother who lives in Ragus, a city of the Medes, which is situated at the mount of Isbatana." Tobias said to him, "I implore you, wait here for me until I tell these same things to my father." Then Tobias, entering, revealed all things to his father, upon which his father, in admiration, asked that he would enter to him. And so entering, he greeted him and said, "May gladness be always with you." And Tobit said, "What kind of gladness will be for me, since I sit in darkness and do not see the light of heaven?" And the young man said to him, "Be steadfast in soul, your cure from God is near." And so Tobit said to him, "Are you able to lead my son to Gabael in Ragus, a city of Medes? And when you return, I will pay you your wages." And the angel said to him, "I will lead him, and I will bring him back to you." And Tobit responded to him, "I ask you to tell me, which family or which tribe are you from?" And Raphael the angel said, "Do you seek the family of the one you hire, or else the hired hand himself to go with your son? But lest perhaps I cause you to worry, I am Azariah, the son of Hananiah the Great." And Tobit responded, "You are from a great family, but I ask you, do not be angry that I wanted to know your family." But the angel said to him, "I will lead your son safely, and I will bring him back safely to you." And so Tobit answered, said, "May you walk well, and may God be with you in your journey, and may his angel accompany you." Then when all things were ready which were to be carried on their journey, Tobias said farewell to his father and to his mother, and the two of them walked together. And when they had set out, his mother began to weep and to say, "You have taken the staff of our old age, and you have sent him away from us. I wish that the money from which you sent him had never been. For our poverty has been sufficient for us, so that we might count it as riches that we saw our son."